But really what would have, well, their needs vary, but I think really what kept them going to church was at that stage, it was in transition in Ireland. I would think I discovered that if people, they all had faith, but if they weren't involved or if they hadn't a sense of friendship with other people in the community or with the priest or no involvement like readers, collectors, Eucharistic ministers or in the choir, especially for young people, it was very difficult for them to go if they didn't have any involvement or friendship with others. And it's a very lonely path I discovered. And we were often accused, the hardest thing ever said to us when we were at parish missions, what can you do for the young people? Or at the end of working very hard in preparation for a mission, they'd say at the end, I'm afraid you didn't get the young people, and our hearts would sink. It was terrible.
Mm. So what did you feel was missing?
I think what was missing really was a sense of friendship among the young people. It wasn't the style then to go to church. They were all believers, and they would nearly plead with you and say, I do pray, I am a spiritual person, but it's all kind of private. And a sense maybe there was a culture gone of just going automatically. So I think the friendship wasn't there, and also the involvement. It was older people who were in ministries as well, ministers of the Eucharist, ministers of the Word. In fact, I remember being struck one time in the north of Ireland seeing the first unemployed person I saw who was in a church ministry. You know, there was mostly for people who were well-to-do or, you know, involved or...
And why do you think that the people, the young people particularly, had lost that sense of belonging to the church?
I suppose really the culture had gone where it was automatic to go. You know, they decided, well, you won't be cut off from anything, or it's not the idea of sin, of not going to Mass. This had all changed now, you know. So they knew of their own goodness. They knew that God loved them as they were. So the fear element had gone, a chance to make their own decisions. So I think that was one of the big changing factors there.
So what did you do? You felt that there was something missing in their lives, and you organised something else when you came back to Phibsborough.
Yeah, well, when I arrived in Phibsborough in 2002, well, I heard lots of people giving me advice, and this particular priest from America I had known, he runs a tremendous chaplaincy in Fredonia University and in Buffalo, one of the Newman chaplains. He said, gather them together, he said, gather the young people together, have a Eucharist. And he suggested, have a Eucharist 9 o'clock Sunday night. Sunday night's a quiet night, that's when we have it in America. So this idea of gathering came to my mind. And I met a few people in Dublin, and I said, I'm going to do this. I'm going to work with young people. And one man said to me, well, here's a young man now. You should contact him. And I just went to one. That's where I started. And then I went to meet young Vincent de Paul, and I met a few young people there. And I began to gather them. And on a Sunday night, we'd organize a meal after the Eucharist at 7:45 or so. So they began to gather in, make friends with each other. And that's how we started. Mm.
So it's this sense of hospitality and coming together.
Yeah, I think friendship's a big thing. And all of the young people will talk about friendship and community. They have a natural way of bonding with each other today. And I notice this with young people. They'll often leave the house on a Sunday night and they'll turn on their heel and say to me, are you okay? You know? And I say, yeah. You sure? Are you okay? And it's a tremendously engaging thing. So if they're doing it to me, they're doing it to each other. And I think there's that wonderful sense. Friendship is the biggest thing for them in community. And as we know, sadly, so many young people feel so alone today and lonely. Loneliness is a terrible thing. So the more community and friendship you can build and have faith, what I'm trying to do is involvement now, involvement in their church.
Mm. And you call this the Mica community.
Yeah.
So why is that?
Well, they took the name themselves. They were gathering for a while. They called themselves the St. Peter's Group. And then they decided, let's give ourselves a name. And they took the prophet Micah. Act justly, love tenderly, walk humbly with your God. Act justly is to be apostolic, outreach, do some good in the community. Love tenderly is our friendship. Walk humbly with your God, prayer. So they have sense of prayer, pilgrimage, retreats, Lectio Divina, whatever.
Now, for a lot of people, that mightn't be there. Perception of young people today. I mean, are these extraordinary young people? Are they young people students? Or who are they?
I don't know if they're... Yeah, they're extraordinary to me, definitely. They're extraordinary to me. And who are they? Some of them are... They're from all walks of life. They're from all countries in Europe. I just looked at the choir last night. First person I left was from Netherlands. Next from Poland, Slovakia, Philippines. Then right around, round to my right again, someone else from Poland, somebody from the United States.
And a few Irish?
A few Irish among them, exactly. So I did start with people who were already involved. One young man was in Amnesty. Others have been involved in a mission that I run to Africa as well. So some of them have come through All Hallows, Matter Day. Some of them love to sing in the choir. We have a, what we call a Micah choir as well. Some of them are searching, some of them are in prayer groups. So we just bring them together.
Mm. Now, do you think this could be done around the country?
Oh, I've often thought that. In fact, we worked out a plan last year that we'd replicate it around the country, especially in places I've given missions. I've given missions in places from Kilbritton and Cork to Gweedore and Donegal and places in Derry, Belfast, even our parishes, different places around, different parishes in Dublin. And I thought, yes, we could replicate this. We could send the young people out on a Saturday night who might talk at the Sunday masses, gather a number of young people on the Sunday afternoon for an hour, just tell them what they're doing. And then I thought it'd be a little bit arrogant, because with young people, sometimes thing gets very strong, sometimes it dies. And at the time we had planned it, we thought our little group was dying again. But now it's quite strong. And I certainly would be delighted if these young people themselves went on mission to spread the good news, to see how this is working, what church now means to them.